Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Fly Into the Wind, How to Harness Faith and Fearlessness on Your Ascent to Greatness by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. This is the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/flyintothewind. It contains a glossary of fighter pilot terms and information on joining Folds of Honor. More on that later. To my girls, Jackie, Victoria, Tatum, Mia, Reese, and Devin, thank you for your unwavering support.
Forward. I will never forget the day I flew with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Noonan Rooney, although I have every excuse, as I had been knocked unconscious that very morning. I was riding my bike uphill and out of the saddle, and ironically into the damn wind, when two idiots came hurtling downhill around a corner and plowed head-on into me. I don't know how long I was unconscious, but when I came out of the ether, my very first thought was, Noonan must not know of this. You see, not everyone gets to fly in the back seat of an F-16 Viper. And I knew if he or the flight surgeon ever got wind of what was definitely a concussion, or the fact that for several hours I didn't know whether I was blown up or stuffed, my chance would be gone. It was the 2007 PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa, and I was there working the event for CBS. Growing up in Northern Ireland, surrounded by soldiers, I had an affinity for the military. And ever since 9/11, something had ached inside of me. I had lived in America since 1993, had fallen in love with the place, and I couldn't bear the thought of terrorism reaching the shores of yet another place I thought of as home. When Dan described his vision for Folds of Honor and asked if I would help in promoting the launch of the foundation, I jumped at the chance, to say the least. Our troops had our backs downrange. And this was a chance to do something for their families if they didn't make it home. It was well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit that afternoon, and after 3 hours of ingress and egress education, none of which got past the concussion, I put on my harness, which connects me to the ejection seat, and tightened the straps. How the hell is he walking upright? I thought, as I walked like a crippled lobster behind Dan across the sweltering apron, toward that beautiful machine. He turned around, giggling, and said, "You don't tighten up until you get in the seat, you moron." "Right, I knew that. You know all that ingress and egress stuff you just sat through?" he said. "Uh-huh," I nodded. "Forget it. Just don't touch anything yellow." As it turned out, the ejection handle under my seat was yellow. Enough said. I loosened my straps and did my best Tom Cruise swagger to the bottom of the ladder, climbed up, and shoehorned myself into the back seat. Not a lot of room. At the time, my daily driver was a Porsche 911 Turbo, so I didn't think I'd be freaked out by the airplane's acceleration down the runway. Math was never my strong suit, so I don't know how many times a 911 Turbo goes into 29,000 pounds of thrust. Suffice to say that we hadn't gone a 9-iron's length down the runway before I wanted my mommy. Everyone had told me that I should eat a banana before I did this, as bananas taste the same coming up as they do going down. But I dislike being told what to do, so I'd had a big sweaty cheeseburger and a chocolate malt for lunch. That was
sample complete. Ready to continue?